Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Joining us right now is Paul Carden. He is the Regional Disaster Officer for the American Red Cross, the National Capital Region. And he right now is in Corpus Christi, Texas, which for Hurricane Harvey, that is where it first came ashore, Corpus Christi, Texas. That was the first landfall. Paul, good morning. Welcome. Thank you for taking the time to join us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to talk this morning.
Yeah, the pictures that we're seeing, I'm sure, don't do justice to what it's like to see this firsthand on the ground. Like the scope of the disaster, the scope of the impact of the storm, just it doesn't come across on television with pictures, but we're seeing so many rescues, so many people just who have lost everything. And we keep hearing, the Red Cross, you're always the first ones in. What is your experience there on the ground? What are you seeing? And how does this rate to other disasters to which you've gone?
Okay, so what we're seeing on the ground, yes, the destruction, the damage. I mean, basically, we're looking at people in the eyes who don't have a home, just have a pile of sticks in effect or on a floodplain, and they may not even be able to find the remnants of their home. But we're also seeing positive things. We're working very closely with our partners, the Southern Baptist, local governments, Salvation Army. So, yes, you're right. We're seeing the destruction. We're seeing people who have nothing, but we're seeing the good as a community, as a state, as a nation down here coming together. We see our federal partners. So it is hard, impossible to comprehend a state from Corpus Christi now up into Louisiana, where the population has to leave. Huge shelters open up in the interior Texas. We call them mega shelters, 5,000, 10,000 people now living in an auditorium with no idea what's going on at home. But we're also, in my area, the floodwaters are going down. We're seeing people coming together to help folks in time of need. So it's you're right. At the top end, it's like, what is this? How are we going to respond? But we're also seeing people coming together, governments, Red Cross, everyone coming together and figuring out how can we come together, what can we do to help folks create a new life, in effect. It is a death, the loss of a home, the loss of possessions. I mean, there are deaths, but even for the other folks who family is still with them, it's a death. They have to rebuild their lives. So huge disaster, totally yes. Impossible to figure out how we're going to maneuver. But also, I'm seeing where I'm at now, people coming together to help and to help each other.
Paul, I know the Vice President of the United States is headed for your town today, Corpus Christi, where you're at right now. First off, is the Red Cross working with the White House? Will you be with the Vice President today?
We don't have an invite yet per day.
Okay.
I mean, that's just, they say the business beyond my pay grade.
Gotcha. Just interested.
But if invited, yes, we'll be there.
Yes.
And yes, our national folks are in constant communications with FEMA, with other government agencies, with the office, with the White House staff. So there is, our relationship starts there.
So let me move into your job specifically. You're the Regional Disaster Officer for the American Red Cross National Capital Region, which I assume means our region. And
correct.
And how are people from our region helping right now? What's that involvement look like?
So from Red Cross regions across the country, we are sending trained staff, trained volunteers to support our region, the National Capital Region. We have 30-some volunteers predominantly who have raised their hand, say, send me, what can I do to help? So we've got our own volunteers, our own staff throughout the Gulf Coast area, part of this massive relief operation. I would offer what the public can do right now is go to redcross.org and make a contribution so that we have the funds to continue this relief effort. I don't think we've put a budget on it yet. I haven't seen that number yet. I can tell you, though, this is going to be one of the largest ones. Yes.
Do you need more volunteers from our region?
So right now, we're working with our existing workforce of volunteers who have been vetted and trained and that we know who they are.
Right.
In the foreseeable future, we might be looking for additional volunteers, but not today. We've got the pipeline full with our own folks from throughout the United States.
Can you explain what the Red Cross spends its money on? I mean, I think a lot of people say, well, I'm going to give money to the Red Cross, disaster relief, that's all well and good. What are the big ticket items that you're spending money on in a disaster like this?
We're buying food from, we're buying truckloads of food for kitchens. We have purchased pre-event truckloads of cots and blankets and toiletry kits. I got a delivery of a trailer of rakes and shovels and trash bags. So a lot of our money goes on the product, the relief supplies that we're going to hand out to someone today in Aransas Pass in Rockport.
What about people who say, you know what, look, I can't buy anything, but I've got kids' clothes. My kids are all grown. I'm going to wash these clothes. I want to donate them because I can't donate cash. I can't write a check, but I can do that. Is that something that's valuable that they can donate?
So for a disaster this far away, the disadvantage is sorting it, stacking it, paying a truck to move it, and then figuring out a distribution system.
Okay.
We'll refer folks to community groups here once things get a little more stable and see what if they've got clothing, things like that to provide.
I gotcha. Okay. Because that's a question that I've seen asked a lot about. Well, I can donate blankets. I have some blankets. I have this. I have that. But it's actually physically getting the items to Texas. That's the problem. So that's why writing a check and volunteering funds, even if it's $5. Mm-hmm. I mean, $5 at least helps to pay for shipping or something. And it's $5.
There's a meal. Thank you, Paul Cardin. Yes. You're the Regional Disaster Officer for the American Red Cross in the National Capital Region. Appreciate you representing us down in Houston. And people can donate to the Red Cross and support their effort there at redcross.org. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, folks.
All right, 7:24 now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.